Yeah, just real quick, I want to pray. In June 17th in 2015, I'd come back from South Korea, North Korea before the prayer movement, and heard some stuff about, you know, global consequences for prayer in Kansas, and that's what kind of motivated me to barge into every prayer meeting I could find and every prayer leader I could find in Wichita. And it was June 17th when I went into Christ Church. It was called Eastside Community at that point, and met Dennis Turner, who's the pastor there, and Stan Vandenberg, and those guys became really close friends, and then the rest kind of happened in the city the last 5-6 years before COVID. And you may know, Dennis Turner, pastor, just passed away of COVID on September 4th. And he was my best friend in ministry outside of our DN family. And they nearly joined DN, their whole ministry. And we were about to talk about it again because we just loved each other. And so, but when I barged in that meeting on June 17th, I was looking at my phone and I went back, and it was just like a week or two later that Dennis had me for lunch at his church, and he sat me in a chair when we got done eating, and he prophesied over me, which at that point he wasn't even using that word, but he prayed over me, Isaiah 40 verse 3, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And he just felt burdened, and his heart was burning about this. And he said, Sam, this is who you are and what you're supposed to give yourself to. And so I began to, you know, lean in a little bit and yell a little bit, cry out in a wilderness of non-prayer and a desert in people's lives and some stuff. It was fun. And so, but this was really clearly a call for us. And I don't know, a forerunner is kind of the phrase that's used for this. It was John the Baptist, you know, when that happened. And a forerunner is those who went before to mark and improve the route, were forerunners. They were the scouts, the pioneers, the ones who were sent before a king to prepare the way. And so it was a common term that, you know, you would send forerunners before a king coming into an area to announce a message. And I just wanted to hope to God he, you know, scrapes off every ounce of pride in us or finding identity out of anything but Jesus. But I feel like our ministry in a way is that. And so I wanted to pray because I do believe the Lord is sending forerunners ahead to... I think the church is going to look more like heaven than ever in the midst of this pressure. And the pictures I get of heaven look like a throne-centered supremacy of Jesus, all about him kind of glory. And so I was, while we were doing prayer and stuff, I kept thinking about you guys breaking ground here in El Dorado. We've done thousands of prayer meetings in El Dorado, and it's so fun. But I feel like the Lord has put that forerunner thing on some of us. In a way, everybody in the body of Christ is a forerunner to make straight paths to Jesus in people's lives. So that's generally true. Really, all of us have got we're not the Savior. Our meetings, our style of worship is not the thing we're leading people to. We're leading them to Christ. But I do believe with all my heart that there is a revolution, a reformation afoot in the midst of, this week I met with a ton of pastors. We're resetting and re-meeting with pastors. We're going to get together and grieve. We've lost a couple fathers in the faith to COVID in Wichita, and we're going to get together as a group here in 3-4 weeks in the city of elders and just kind of grieve a little bit that we've lost some guys and then talk about the next steps in the city. But I just wanted to pray because one of those guys had told me, I'm going to pray for two things. Number one, I'm going to pray for the church who is weary and wounded, and she's tired. One guy who runs a big attractional ministry out west, multi-campus, had told me, you know, they've got about 60-65% of the people have returned. And he said, it's never, ever going to be the same, the way that things are and the increasing pressures and all that have gone on. Another guy with about 1,400 people, real good buddy of mine in the church on the north part of Wichita, said the same thing. About 60-65% of the people have come back. And I don't want to pray necessarily that people come back to church per se, but I know that the division and the fear and all the junk that's happening is really just smokescreen stuff to distract us from pure love of Jesus. That's what the thing's about. You know, it's not about politics. It's not about anyway, us just even fighting. I mean, that's not good. But that's all to distract our hearts and steal the affections that are supposed to be for the Lord Jesus. So I want to pray that this guy told me that he said at any given point on a Sunday now, 7 to 9% of everyone that professes to be a believer is in a house of the Lord. It used to be about 17% pre-COVID. Now it's really low. So we're talking 90% of those that claim the name of Jesus are really not walking in active fellowship. And some of those are house churches and various things. But either way, I just want to pray for the body of Christ right now. And again, not just the buildings would fill up, but that we would actually be on the verge of maybe the greatest revival we've ever seen that's not rotating around meetings, but rotating about people really being in love with Jesus and being led by the Spirit. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the body of Christ. I'm asking in the nation of America, Lord, globally, we're just praying that the church wouldn't draw back. We would actually push forward. All the division, all the arguing over masks and vaccines and then even losing people close to us, there is a weariness and a wounding. And we're asking for 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, 8, 9, right? That we're asking for that context of weakness would be a place where your power is perfected. We pray for your church to receive sufficient grace, that your church wouldn't draw back, that many wouldn't quit and maybe just go to the internet and watch a few things and feel like they fulfilled their duty. Lord, we pray for a revival of passion for Jesus, a revival by your Spirit of people loving you, your supremacy to be established intensely in people's hearts like never before. So Lord, we pray from coast to coast, and we pray in El Dorado and Kansas, would you stir up your church to love you more in Jesus' name. Amen. One more thing. Just I want to pray that the church would love prayer because they love Jesus. We don't want to preach prayer. We're about to go to 24/7 and do some various things in Wichita and trying to start prayer. You asked me, Brian asked me, are you getting it stirred up in Kansas? 100,000 praying the word of God. I was like, well, we're leaning forward in it. But the thing that's so important, I think, is that we don't preach prayer. We preach Jesus. Prayer will be motivated if you love Jesus. Yeah. Or I said last night at Saturday Night Equip, I'm like, the enemy is hijacked. He's not just trying to get people to do darkness. He's hijacking the glorious kingdom values and has put prayer in the realm of I ought to and I should. And that's never going to motivate any of us. It never is. Not even the way that God designed it. He wants you and I to be filled with satisfaction and joy. And that drives us to talk to our God. And so I want to pray for a house of prayer culture in the body of Christ, the house of prayer revolution. So Father, we pray, would you draw people deeper to you, as we prayed earlier, to love you? And we're asking that you would stir up prayer, that prayer meetings would not be the least attended meetings. We're asking that your church would run to prayer meetings. Lord, you would populate them. We won't want to give up on this thing. We're asking for a church that's in a dialogue with you and is set free from her monologue with herself. Lord, we're praying that you would break in, draw hearts. Let us not just honor you with our lips, but our hearts are far from you. God, I'm praying that hearts would be stirred and passion released. Holy Spirit, help us to love you. And I just pray for every church in El Dorado, every group in a house, we're praying in a building, would you stir up a spirit of prayer? I know multiple of the pastors want more prayer. They want their people to come to prayer. Lord, I'm praying you would move by your Spirit and stir up a house of prayer with the power of God manifest from a people intoxicated with you, satiated in love with you. Lord, stir it up. And we just ask for your glory and for your move in these last days. In Jesus' name, amen.